If you think you are beaten, you are.
If you think you dare not, you don't.
If you like to win, but think you can't,
it's almost certain you won't.
If you think you'll lose, you're lost.
It's all in the state of mind.
A roses clash to decide who goes to Wembley.
If you think you're outclassed, you are.
Free kick taken by Gallagher over the six-yard box and all the way in! Oh, that's a big moment in the tie. Miller's nil, Preston one on the night.
You've got to think high to rise.
In it goes, arcing towards the six-yard box. Great header! Yeah. Goal! Oh, what a header that is! Rotherham United are level. Wes Thomas.
You've got to be sure of yourself before you can win the prize.
The prize is huge.
Great header and in! Yeah. Oh, it's a goal!
Great goal!
It's Lee Frecklington.
Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man,
but sooner or later, the man who wins.
And he goes! It's in! It's the goal that takes Rotherham United to Wembley.
He's a man who thinks he can.
Here we go then. 90 minutes of football, possibly more. Who's going to the championship? Rotherham United or Leyton Orient? The sun is out. We are almost set. Cox will send a high, swirling free kick into the Miller's penalty area. Cleared out to the edge of the area. Shot towards goal. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! That has been lashed home with real venom. And Leyton Orient strike first in the League One playoff final. Here's Mooney, though, juggling with the ball into the box. Where's it going to go? Back post on it. Badger pulled across, tapping, and a goal for Cox. 2-0 Orient lead. Now it's a bit of a mountain. What can Rotherham United do from here? Pringle's back there, and the referee blows the half-time whistle. Well, a cracking first half if you're a Leyton Orient fan.
Tavernier to bend this one in. Into the box it goes. Keeper's come, hasn't got there.
Yes!
Over the line, and back Alex Ravel has given Rotherham United a League One lifeline in the final. The former Leyton Orient man was there to prod the ball in, and the double promotion dream is alive just at Wembley. Leyton Orient 2, Rotherham United 1. Pringle again, lifting it high at field, looking for Agard, but he's done his work, picked up here
it's
by Ravel,
who's... Yes! Yes! Where's
Ravel
going? Look at Steve Evans down the line.
Steve Evans! Celebration!
He's
going to have Rotherham United down. Fans!
Look.
What a goal that is! The double dream is on!
Steve Charles
is
falling down, look
with
at
an absolute stunner, has brought the Millers back level! Leyton Orient 2, Rotherham United 2!
And really the referee blows the whistle. Extra time then to try and separate them. What a game of football! What a game of football! And now we are moving towards penalties, and it will be penalties to decide who goes to the championship. Someone is going to be a villain out there, but there is still a hero to be found. Dagnall has to score, or it's all over, right here, right now, for Leyton Orient. Dagnall against Collins, saved! Rotherham United are in the championship! Someone had to be a hero! And Adam Collin is that man! Two saves in the shootout! Everybody mobs the goalkeeper, there's a huge pile on! And Rotherham United are back in the championship! What a day it's been! Rotherham United are in the second tier once more! It is back-to-back promotions for Steve Evans! What a journey it's been! It's all over for Leyton Orient, and the party can now get started for the Millers.
Alex Riveldi, the man who got Rotherham back into it in that second half. Alex!
Woo! Honestly, I can't honestly tell you what this is like. It's a dream come true. Like, all my family here, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Alex Ravel in tears. Can you believe the goals that you've scored, and you can believe what's happened there in the shootout?
I can't believe it. Oh, look at this. This just deserves championship. It's amazing. I just can't believe it.
Paul, I'm with James Tavernier. James, unbelievable at the end there for Rotherham United. Your goalkeeper, what an act he did to get you back into that shootout and to win the game.
No, great. We showed great spirit when we came out of the half-time. Rev scored two class goals. Poacher's goal, the start of the other one, then an amazing goal for the second one. Now you can see the spirit of the lads, absolutely great.
What was the message at half-time from the manager?
We've always been in situations like this. Against Wolves, we were down, 3-1 down. We came back, We have the spirit and we know we can do it.
Hey, James, just have a look at that. How good does that look?
Amazing, mate, amazing. Glad to be a part of it.
What about next season?
Have to wait and see. Hey, it'd be a great championship next season. Now I'm just happy for the lads and happy for the club.
Kieran, unbelievable at the end there. Rotherham United are now a championship club. How does it feel?
Oh, it's fantastic, you know. The boys have worked so hard all season and we got what we deserved, you know. We never say die attitude. What we've had all season. What we've had all season. And the, as you see, man, the spirit is wonderful and the fans, the atmosphere is fantastic, man. It's great.
And it's a very emotional moment as well, as Kieran Agard there fights back the tears as well. Let me see if I can have a word with Harris Vukic. Harris, how does it feel?
It's unbelievable, my friend. That's something, first time in my life to achieve that on the Wembley as well, the final. Great atmosphere. The fans came from Rotherham, look how many of them is. And that's all for them, isn't it? All season we played really good, and I think we deserve that. We deserve that.
And this is what football's all about, isn't it? Going up those famous steps, getting That's a trophy right. at Wembley.
That's right. Wembley is all about winning. Nobody remember the losers. So thanks God, we are the winner today.
What a journey from League Two to League One, from League One to the Championship in successive seasons. Bye-bye, League One. Hello to the Championship. Ronnie Moore.
Absolutely fantastic. He's sweating like mad there. I tell him he's got to stop sprinting as fast as that now. It's absolutely unbelievable for supporters, the players, the chairman and Steve Evans. What an absolute fantastic job they've all done. Now, hopefully, Championship football, we can... I don't know, what do you do when you go in there? Knowing Tony Stewart, you know, he'll be wanting to make the promised land.
Paul, let me just have a quick word with Carey Arneson here. Carey, how does that feel?
I mean, we've shown it time and time again in the season. I knew we'd come back at half-time. It feels great, obviously, but I was certain that we'd come back. Simple as that.
You've shown a lot of character there yet again, haven't you? Not just to come from behind, but in the shootout as well, to come from behind there.
Yeah, like I said, we've done it time and time again. We seem to be behind at half-time loads of times this season, but we always come back. We're relentless. We just keep doing what we're good at. We didn't really turn up for the first half, or like the last 20 minutes of the first half, but we turned it around second half.
And now you're going to be a Championship club next year. What can you do after back-to-back promotions in the second tier?
It's a tougher league, but we're going to each game to win it, and if we're successful at that, we'll go up.
There's an awful lot of momentum there, isn't there, as we get sprayed with the champagne in the background. But there's a lot of momentum at this football club, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, he's assembled a really good squad. They're all terrific boys. There's no bad eggs. And if he doesn't keep on to this squad, he's doing a massive mistake.
Carey, we'll let you enjoy the celebrations. That's Carey Arneson there. Tony Stewart's on the field now with Paul Douglas. Getting the applause. Let's have a quick word with Steve Evans, who's got his medal on. Steve, how good was that?
Well, it's unbelievable. Unless you feel it, you don't know. If you phone me and offer me a lottery one, keep the money. My wife might think differently. This is different. This is special. It's everything that Billy Davis told me this morning that it would be.
And it had to be this way, didn't it? You had to come from behind 2-0. You had to come from behind in the shootout. It was never going to be any other way, was it?
Listen, I thought we started really well. And then they got an unbelievable goal. And then we were hanging in. And I needed us to turn 2-0 down, Rob. That's daft as it sounds. I needed us not to concede a third goal. And I knew if I got them in the dressing room, I could get in the hearts and the souls. And when they come out second half, we got a better fortuitous, I think, with the first goal. The second goal is better than the Preston goal. I'm going to wake up a chicken. So I'm going to go and buy an outfit. And for the people at Rotherham, it's unbelievable.
What was it like being up there, getting that trophy, having an embrace with Tony Stewart? What was that moment like?
Well, just fantastic, isn't it? You know, I come in, put myself under pressure, said we'll do back-to-back. I had the usual dissenters. Even leading up to this game, the people that want to talk about me in the technical area. Well, that's an example today.
How good's it going to be to lead this team in the Championship, Steve?
Well, we're going to go up and we're going to have a fight and we're going to have a go. And the size of clubs are massive. We're not kidding ourselves. The Norwiches, the Nottingham Forest, Steve McLaren's Derby County. Listen, In many respects, it's frightening, but it won't be frightening on the 9th of August. We'll go up, and we know the size of the task. Steve Evans and Tony Shute and Rotherham United, nobody said we'd be in the Championship when I walked into the Don Valley.
And you're there.
And we're there, and we're deservedly there, because we should have gone automatically, but a lot of other people be the judge of that. We've come to London and took on a London-based club and come from 2-0 down, behind in the penalties. Spirit, we've got the best.
Best day of your career?
Absolutely.
Steve, go and enjoy it.
Thank you.
Steve Evans there, the Rotherham United manager, live on BBC Radio Sheffield. Very emotional, as you'd expect, and now a Championship manager as well.
Amazing. Well, thoughts listening to him speak there? John Brecken, you first.
Well, it's fantastic. That's what football's all about. It's his life, isn't it? He puts so much into it, and the scenes are fantastic. He's great for the town. It's just what we needed in Rotherham. And may it continue. He's got to continue. And as I said, there's going to be some big, big clubs. But I'll tell you what, when they come to the New York Stadium, they're going to have to perform to you know, because the spirit's there. It's a fantastic atmosphere in there. So it's, you know, it's just a great, great day, isn't it, Ron? Look at it.
Yeah, not half. I mean, it's great for us, to be fair. We think, you know, come a long, long way in a short time. And hopefully it'll be done right. I mean, the chairman knows all about it. He's not that. He knows what his budget's going to be next year and what the games are going to be like. And like Steve says there, it's a bit nerve-wracking at the moment, you know, thinking about it and waiting for August the 9th. But once the season starts, the spirit you've got, you can't buy that as well. You know, to get the spirit that the team have, they never know when they're beaten. They've come back from behind how many times this season, scoring last-minute goals, have been fit. He's got a fantastic squad, but he'll need to add, he knows that, you know. But at the moment, let's enjoy what's been an absolutely wonderful season. And great for Dennis Sirkin, you know, four times here, eventually got the win that he's been here with Sheffield and obviously with us. It's great for him that he finishes with a win. And the same for Les Payne, he's sat right in front of us there, you know, it's his last
big
game.
Big grin
for
on
him.
His face. Fantastic.
Well, let's go on the pitch. Here's Adam Collin, hero of the shootout with Rob.
Adam Collin, how was that?
Pretty awesome, really. Guy, I mean, it hasn't sunk in yet. It was just a great day, great occasion. See what it means to everybody. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
It's a place for winners, isn't it? I think your manager said that a few times, and you're going to be the hero in the end with that shootout.
Well, that's it. This is my third time here. I've lost first time and won the last two. It's a horrible place to lose. You've got to feel for Leighton Orient, but at the end of the day, we've come here, we've won the game, and now it's celebration time.
What's that rush like when you make the winning save?
Well, it's a great feeling. I mean, I wasn't quite sure. I lost track of the penalties, to be honest, but then obviously I saved and I seen all my teammates run up, so obviously I knew it was the one. And rest history, yeah.
Can you believe it? I mean, look at the scenes. Your teammates celebrating, going up and getting the trophy. This is what football's about, isn't it?
It's what football's about, you know, making memories today. And, you can see what it means to the crowd. It's just a little town, apparently, next to Sheffield, but they've turned down the thousands today. They've been awesome all season, and it means so much to everybody involved in the club.
What's next?
Championship. But summer, a few beers tonight, a bit of celebration, and then we'll come back whenever we come back and go again next year.
Adam, well done. Thank Congratulations. You.
So, they didn't think he could do it, but he has done it. Steve Evans has achieved back-to-back promotions, and Rotherham United are a Championship club once more. It is a summer of celebration for them now. They can look forward to some big, big games next season. It ends in celebration here at Wembley. What a day it's been. Rotherham United promoted to the Championship. We shall leave it there.